This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live, this is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. What are you struggling with? Let's talk about it. Your health and your life. Remember, if the body can get sick, it can also get well. It's about lifestyle. It's about the choices we make every single day, because the choices we make every single day can and will determine the kind of health we're going to have tomorrow. Let's kick it off on the phones and go with Don. Hi, Don.
Yes, I've been recently diagnosed with Parkinson's disease, and I've been told that there's no cure.
Yeah, that's true. It is. And, I mean, technically it is, but there's a lot you can do to support the body. It's very important. A lot of things you can do to really help support the brain chemistry. Also, because remember, Parkinson's, we're dealing with dopamine levels for the most part, and you want to support those levels as best possible. Remember, the fats are extremely important in the body, so the right kind of fats, omega-3s, 6s, and 9s, not so much the saturated fat. Now, the saturated fat you get, say, in coconut oil, the body needs a little bit of that to actually make the omega-3s work and to make them absorb properly. So getting enough of that together can make a big difference. And a lot of different protocols out there for this. But for the most part, if you keep the body balanced, if you get plenty of lean quality protein sources, you get plenty of fruits and vegetables, that can help. But supporting dopamine levels in a great way. For example, phenylalanine and L-tyrosine, two amino acids, can be supportive. Also, you want to look at vitamin B6, pyridoxal 5-phosphate. It's a critical B vitamin in the right version so it can convert properly within the brain. Now, that's helpful as well. And then also, you've got to look at acetylcholine levels too, because that's a general neurotransmitter, really the most popular one, the one the brain uses the most. And so building up those levels can help tremendously too. So a lot of great things on the horizon for Parkinson's, and a lot of great natural ways to support the body and be able to help it from a dietary perspective. A lot of information is on the website. Can be very helpful along the way. 888-283-7272. Give us a call. Or go to the website. Also, if you haven't found a lifestyle provider in your area, someone that believes the same way we do, check out the website. They can help you along the way. Genes may play a big role in overall academic success, a new study says. So genetics may account for much as 60% of academic achievement, according to a new British study. Genes are important not just in educational achievement or intelligence, but a whole lot of other traits which can contribute to how easy and enjoyable children find learning. Very important. So other research has shown that educational achievement is often an inherited trait. And the motivation for a current study was to investigate why educational achievement is so highly heritable. And researchers analyzed results of education tests given to students in Great Britain when they finished compulsory education at age 16. The scientists focused on more than 13,000 twins, both identical and non-identical, who'd also undergone tests designed to measure things like personality traits and behavioral issues. The twins were born between 1994 in 1996. Identical twins share about 100% of the genes, and non-identical twins, just as any other siblings, share about 50% of the genes that differ between people. So by comparing identical and non-identical twins, we can estimate, they say, relative contributions of looking at the different traits, the researchers have found that genes had a greater influence over the test scores in English, science, and math than they did on any other factors such as personality, behavior, and health. So the study doesn't really tell us anything about a single child, but it does tell us about genes and how they play an important role, which is really an amazing piece when you look at overall genetic factors. And we, you know, the debate really goes, is it genes or can you really learn? Is it just IQ? Is it environment? Is it the capability of you to step in and really learn new ideas, new traits, and can one child learn a lot faster than the other? Well, we know IQ does make a difference. But many people that have had considered average IQs have gone on to do amazing things in life. So persistence and perseverance really can also offset some of the higher IQ and some of the other components in higher educational learning. 888-283-7272. Make sure you give us a call or go to the website. Doug in Austin, Texas says, should calcium and magnesium supplements be taken at the same time of day? Well, I'm not so much of a fan of calcium supplementation. I think we get enough of it in our vegetables. If you're getting plenty of greens, you're getting plenty of calcium. And also, the body has a self-regulating mechanism for calcium that is pretty integrated and works very well. So it's not so much the calcium that we have that's deficient, but it's really more the magnesium. It's the number one mineral that we're deficient in the U.S. So magnesium is really the one that plays the bigger role that we have to look at. So I would encourage you definitely to look at getting enough of the right minerals in to build a good solid format, a good solid game plan in the body. But yeah, you can take them at the same time if you're going to do that. Make sure you take them with food. And it's really good to take them at nighttime because both of those will actually increase the body's ability to sleep. You'll get into a deeper stage of sleep, relaxes the muscles and relaxes the body and can make a great impact in that way. 888-283-7272. Give us a call or go to the website. If you haven't found our app yet, our app is at the app store. So for the iPhone, iPad, right now we've got the app out and you can check that out. It's called On Call Radio. You can check that out, easily find it, and you can add it. And it's easy. It's free. You can actually ask a question on the app. It's a great way to do that. So you can submit it and then it comes right through and our producer will put it right into the show. Great little tool to be able to do that. Looking sleepy, they say, can speak volumes about your health. Every face tells a story. So if you've had a little too lax on the sleep, the world can see a lot of the puffy eyes, the sagging eyelids. Well, it tells a story. So the next time you're tempted to pull an all-nighter, consider that other people might treat you differently because of the way you look and haven't slept. They did a study in the psychology department at Stockholm University, and people that look fatigued, having the dark circles under their eyes, pale skin, fine wrinkles, and turned down corners of the mouth, Swedish researchers found it makes you look sadder too. A plastic surgeon was not involved in the study, but he says that we all make unconscious decisions of judging someone and who they are by their appearance. We just do that unconsciously. Dr. Jeffrey Salmon, who's a professor of plastic surgery at Yale University School of Medicine, says the lack of sleep is easily recognizable because everyone has experienced it. And a lot of character judgments are made on that behalf. So visual cues, by not getting enough sleep, looking fatigued, can actually hinder your professional life as well. So guys, gals, time to get enough sleep. 7 to 9 hours is the rule of thumb. Make sure you get enough of that. I'll tell you a little key. Melatonin has a great bit of benefit to it. Also, magnesium and zinc together will also help. Healthcare costs are rising, and I know how hard that can be. Hi, I'm Asa, here to tell you about my good friends at Liberty HealthShare. As a doctor, I'm always looking for the best options for taking care of people's health, and that's exactly what I found with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It's a bold approach in lowering health costs and paying medical bills while helping your fellow members. In other words, your monthly sharing contribution goes to help others' needs. How awesome is that? Personally, I've been a member of Liberty HealthShare for years because of their biblical principles and their commitment to keeping healthcare costs down. It just makes good sense. See how you can benefit from being a part of the health community that puts faith, family, and friends as their number one priority. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare today at 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit Liberty HealthShare online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 76280. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 76280. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free, 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
To find out more, connect with OnCall Radio online at InShapeNetwork.com.
What are you struggling with? Let's talk about it. Your health and your life. Remember, if the body can get sick, it can also get well. It's about lifestyle. And the choices we make today can and will determine the kind of health we're going to have tomorrow. Our speaking schedule, you can check the website coming up. Live events in your area, make sure to check that out and see where we will be. And if you want us to come speak to your organization, church, whomever, you get in touch with our staff and our team members, and we can help facilitate that along the way. Bringing the health message to every community around the country is our goal, and we're on our way of doing just that. Go to the phones and talk to Mary. Hi, Mary.
I want to know if there are any other alternatives to a colonoscopy. I really... unfortunately, I've had two friends who have died of colonoscopies gone wrong, so I'm wondering if there's another alternative.
Goodness, to know two people is a lot, because the statistics on that are very, very low. So the stats on passing away by a botched procedure like that, it must have been at a teaching hospital or something. That's very rare. My thoughts on colonoscopies, I think they're very important, and I think having them done in the normal routine that we recommend in medicine, I think is smart, because it's a great tool, an incredible diagnostic that can looking into the colon and the digestive tract at some level that can really show us a lot. It can help us peer into the future, because remember, from a forward-thinking perspective, our body regenerates every single day. So each day old cells die off and new cells form. Well, we can 80% of the body breaks down before we ever get our first symptom. So if 80% of the body's breaking down and you don't know it and you don't feel it and you have no idea that it's happening, then that's not good. So you want to have a good game plan in place together to make sure that you're getting everything that you need. That is absolutely essential. So I would focus in on that and make sure that if you're looking at a colonoscopy, obviously you want to find a physician that you trust and that you really feel comfortable with, that has a great maybe success rate with a lot of your peers and your friends. That would be something to look into too. But I think having it done is important. I do. I'm a big fan of it. I think that the testing gives us results and gives us information to be able to help support you. Any physician's going to be able to do that. And to not do it, I think, is doing yourself a disservice. Because, yes, there's a risk in the procedure, but at the same time, the benefits greatly, greatly outweigh that for your longevity. And that's extremely important. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Give us a call or go to the website. Now, one of the keys that so many people talk about is about dental mercury. So a lot of the mercury fillings, the amalgam fillings, have been a hot topic lately. And, of course, we get questions like that in emails all the time. But the EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency, has proposed new standards to reduce the amount of mercury released in dentist offices. So the changes would fall under the Clean Water Act and would lessen the amount of dental amalgam entering the environment. Mercury and other metals are mixed together to make amalgam, which is used to fill cavities. Well, the mercury released in the public water treatment systems when dentists remove old fillings or remove excess amalgam when giving patient new fillings has increased, and about half the mercury that enters the water treatment systems comes from dental offices. That's pretty amazing. So the new rule would reduce metal discharge to water systems by almost 9 tons a year. And so this is a common sense rule that calls for capturing mercury at relatively low cost before it's dispersed into the public water system. And the new rule would strengthen human health protection by requiring removals based on the use of technology that practices about 40% of dentists across the country that already employ, thanks to the American Dental Association. Many state and local governments require the amalgams separators and practice in the offices. The EPA is accepting public input on the new rule and expected to finalize it coming up later in the year. So it's exciting to see that we can reduce a lot of these toxins that are going into the environment. Definitely a big, big deal. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Give us a call or go to the website. Let's go to Lana. Hi, Lana.
I wanted to ask a question to see if you could give me any advice on working on night shifts. I'm 68 years old. I'm pretty good health, except for allergies, and I'm starting a night shift, and I want to know about, you know, how to sleep, what to eat, how many hours do I need during this time, and because it's going to be a change. I haven't worked night shift since 1997. And so I just need some help with that. You know, how do I take my vitamins? How do I sleep? My shift is going to be like from 9:30 p.m. to 6 a.m. So I would like some help with that.
Sure. I'll be happy to. One of the keys you have to look at in a situation like this, you just want to make sure that you treat those work hours. That's your full day right there. So you want to kind of, you come home from work at 6 a.m. That's when you unwind, have dinner, and wind it down and go to bed. That's the best way to do it. And then get up maybe whatever, however many hours you sleep, whether it's, you know, 7-8 hours, and then you go through and, you know, get up and have breakfast if that's how you like to have it. If that's what your cravings are. If you still like to have breakfast in the morning time, then you can do that. But you have to find your rhythm. That's the key. The biggest key is getting your sleep pattern down more than anything else. Blacking out the windows, using things like melatonin, which can help get your body into a restful state, and avoiding caffeine, except probably in the evening to get your body used to being awake. So, again, it's just resetting what we call our circadian rhythm. And that takes a little bit of time. Sometimes it can take up to about 8 weeks to do, but you can reset it at some level and do quite well. Keep us posted.
Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app, you can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Visit MindHealthy.com. That's MindHealthy.com. Expand your brand with PG Media. PG Media are the digital business and branding experts with innovative and affordable website design, fast turnaround, and amazing customer service. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454. Or visit PIJIMedia.com. That's PIJIMedia.com. And use promo code 1191. Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
The only reason they're against it is because I won the presidency. And they think they can try and hurt us going into the presidency, but that's not going to happen. And we don't give up. because we're doing the right thing for our country. Okay? Mr. President.
President Trump speaking with reporters on Capitol Hill after meeting with Republican lawmakers. The president then meeting with House Majority Leader Nancy Pelosi and New York Senator Democrat Chuck Schumer at the White House, but the discussion goes nowhere. President Trump tweeting, "Just left a meeting with Chuck and Nancy, a total waste of time. I asked what is going to happen in 30 days if I quickly open things up. Are you going to approve border security, which includes a wall or steel barrier?" Nancy said no. I said, "Bye-bye, nothing else works," exclamation point. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
To find out more, visit the show online, InShapeNetwork.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You're listening to the Best in Healthy Talk Radio, the show where your health is your greatest wealth. Scripture for the day comes from Psalm chapter 138, verse 8. It says, "The Lord will fulfill His purpose for me. Your love, O Lord, endures forever. Do not abandon the works of your hands." The strong. Next, we have Olivia. She writes in an email, "My husband's taken on a second job and is now sleeping only 4 hours a night. How can he do this without risking his health?" Well, that's a great question. And sometimes when a man or a woman has to do that, they're working two jobs, they're burning the candle at both ends, supporting children or whatever they're having to do, it's tough on the body. And the body can only sustain it for so long. That is true. But the human spirit is pretty resilient. So you have to do several things to support the body. If hopefully the shifts can take place where there can be sleep maybe before midnight, because the sleep you're going to get before midnight's worth more sleep than after midnight. So that's one key. Stay away from coffee. That would be the detriment to drink a bunch of coffee. It's going to make things worse. So if you're doing a dual shift job, you got to be really careful with drinking too much coffee. It will stimulate cortisol and it can throw off the body's natural circadian rhythm too much. Switch over to green tea. It does have caffeine in it and it can give you enough to really push you along during some of that lag time. Vitamin C is a really good supplement to look into, as well as vitamin B5. Both of those together keep the adrenal glands strong, and the adrenal glands need to be supported because they're the big players when it comes into stress levels within the body. So just a couple of things to think about and to look into when you're doing two jobs. I mean, that's a lot. And your food intake is going to be important in liquid. So, for example, if you're working two jobs, you're only sleeping 4 hours, you may need to have 7 or 8 meals a day, small ones, to keep your energy levels up, to make sure you're getting enough calories, and drinking up to maybe even a gallon or more of water a day, however you need to get that in, because the fluid intake is going to be critical, so important for your overall health, and so important to make sure you're getting the nutrients in the liquid and that you need to hydrate your body, because you're going harder than you should. Now, keep in mind, it's going to age you. So for him, however long he needs to do that, it will increase the aging process. We do know that for sure. We know that when your sleep decreases, that aging increases. It is. It just is what it is. You can't do anything about it. And so just know that that's going to play a big factor. So eating liquids and making sure he exercises, and the sleep quality has to be amazing. Might even want to use things like melatonin or 5-hydroxytryptophan, provided he's not taking any type of antidepressant medications along the way that can be very helpful when you're pushing the body that hard. Because he has to maintain a normal routine of taking care of himself. Even if that means 15 minutes of some kind of exercise, that's going to be important. So hopefully that can be helpful. And if he gets days off on the weekends, he needs to rest. If he's the one working and you're not, you definitely need to be the one doing all the errands and all the housework and all of that so he can completely rest, because his body definitely needs that Sabbath day of rest. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. And if you haven't signed up for our weekly email newsletter, you need to. It's absolutely free, costs you nothing. And there we're going to send incredible information out from other people, other experts, medical experts, that will be giving you incredible information for your health and for your life. But now we're going to go to Mike. Hi, Mike. Welcome to the show.
I would like to talk about atrial fibrillation. I have that, and I just like to find out some things about maybe what I can do for it.
Okay. Well, AFib is pretty much an issue where there's extra electrical current that's going through the heart. The heart has almost like an extra wire that wraps around, and it creates the flutter, whether it's in the atria or the ventricles. So that's just a little bit of a challenge. It can be scary, because when you start feeling that flutter, it can be, what's going on in my heart? So, and some people have this, obviously, more than others, and some people don't. That one of the things that we found that with atrial fibrillation is the B vitamins, the B complex vitamins, vitamin B. Liquid vitamin Bs are really good, because the B complex vitamin or B vitamins are really the multivitamins of the heart. And by taking the B complex vitamins, when your body's stressed out, if you're not getting enough green leafy vegetables, where we get a lot of the B vitamins from, then you want to increase the green leafy vegetables too. Remember, supplements are supplements. You don't want to use a supplement like a medication. You want to use it in an addition to an already healthy eating plan. And so that's something to consider as you're going through all of this. So the B complex vitamins, very important. They've been known to help with AFib. It can be very beneficial. Also, your omega-3 fatty acids, like cod liver oil, so beneficial for your overall health. You might want to consider doing that as well. So AFib is a challenge, but there's a lot of nutritional type of methods you can use to really support your health through that and magnesium as well, because we don't give enough of that in our food supply. But you can get plenty of that in nuts and seeds. Increasing those into your normal dietary routine, that can play a big role as well. So I hope that helps. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Let's go now to Jeffrey. Hi, Jeffrey.
I'm a 50-year-old male, and I have type 2 diabetes with thyroid condition, insulin-dependent diabetic. I'm not overweight. I don't have high blood. It's not hereditary that I should have diabetes. It's my mom, dad, brother, and sister. None of them have it. I was diagnosed with it about 5 years ago, which would put me at about 45 years old. And so just had some questions concerning the diet for diabetics and some of the supplements that, along with that diet, that might could ease up some of this medication that I don't really want to take to with me into my retirement years, if I could beat it, or somewhat helping out a little.
Okay. Well, I get that. I mean, the reality is with diabetes type 2, and that's good that you don't have any family history of it. It just means that your lifestyle choices over a long period of time have kind of led your body into this position. But see, that's good news. I mean, as tragic as it is to hear that you have diabetes, and it kind of puts a little check down inside of your stomach, gives you that feeling of, oh, man, I've got diabetes. Well, it's okay, because diabetes is one of the number one health challenges that you can come out of, that you don't have to be stuck with. So as much as you've kind of lifestyled your way into it, the good news is you can lifestyle your way out. It's very possible. So it's about coming up with a strategy, coming up with a good game plan, and not feeling like you're stuck, but that there's hope, there's light at the end of the tunnel, and you can really see your way out of it. But you just have to come up with that game plan and follow it. So here's some keys of what you can do to really get yourself out of the situation of diabetes, all right? First thing, you've got to look at your diet. Diet is the key. What you eat. We are what we eat. Very true. Grandma said it, and it's true. So the things that we put inside of our body become our body, right? So following the anti-inflammatory diet, that's what you find in my book, Empowering Your Health. And some things that are really beneficial in that is that your proteins and the fats, they help balance out your blood sugar. And basically, you do 3 meals a day, a couple of snacks in between. But the meals consist of equal amounts of lean protein sources like chicken, fish, beef, or eggs, low glycemic carbohydrates in the form of fruits and vegetables, and the good healthy fats, almonds, walnuts, cashews, avocados. When you eat a protein and a fat together, that helps balance and stabilize blood sugar. And so then when you eat your carbohydrate, it really doesn't allow the body to spike the sugar levels and the insulin levels as much. So it allows your body to be at a healthier state. That is one option, and really your core foundation, in my opinion. The other is supplements. You want to talk about supplements, that's fine. But just remember, they are not the one item that is going to correct diabetes. They're really just ancillary. A supplement is what it is. It's an addition to an already healthy diet. So understanding that, realizing that, like if you go out and walk, ride a bike, treadmill, go to the gym and work out, I recommend hiring a personal trainer for about a month, about 2 to 3 days a week, so you can start learning what you do to work out. Because exercise in the gym, lifting weights and all, is very important, because you can maintain good lean body mass. You can maintain that lean muscle tissue, which is so beneficial for all of your health. And coming up and learning how to do that, if you don't have no clue about it, is something that really will benefit you in the long run. So I encourage you to look into that as well. So it's all about game plan. It's all about coming up with an overall game plan that will take you from where you are to where you need to be. And if you do that, then you'll excel. You'll see your body, especially losing weight. I mean, dropping weight with diabetes is a big key. So dropping that weight, getting to a new place, that's going to help you more than anything. Hope that helps. 888-283-7272. Nancy writes, this is from Facebook. She says, I'd like to know more about GABA. She says, what it is and what does it do for you? Would it be something that I should add to my daily vitamins? Well, they've made supplements out of GABA. But what they found is that GABA doesn't cross what's called the blood-brain barrier, Nancy. And so it really doesn't benefit your brain chemistry at all. and it's been out for a long time, but it really doesn't benefit you. GABA is a neurotransmitter. It's not something to add to your multivitamin. It's actually a brain chemical that our body uses to inhibit the body getting too excited or too overstimulated. It chills us out. And so what we'll do is when we come out of this commercial break, we'll talk about GABA, and I'll explain how you can raise GABA levels if you deal with anxiety. This is a natural way to raise GABA levels and keep the brain healthy and the body healthy at the same time. So don't go away. We'll answer it, Nancy, when we come back.
Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app, you can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Visit mindhealthy.com. That's mindhealthy.com.
Are you looking to grow your business? Then let me introduce you to my good friends at PG Media. PG Media are the creative branding experts when it comes to your business. Digital is the new word of mouth, and PG Media will help you expand your brand with innovative website design, fast turnaround, quality customer service, and the best affordable pricing. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454, and use promo code 1191 or go to PIJI.media.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio, next.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite feeds our body with the right nutrients to keep us healthy. Just listen to what Arthur has to say.
I was just calling to tell you what a great product you have. I had used this about, 10 years ago after I had congestive heart failure. And it fixed me up and got me going for the last 10 years. Lately, I've been having heart trouble again. So I placed another order because this was the only thing that ever worked. And I just wanted to let you know that you have a great product.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Connect with OnCall Radio and watch OnCall TV at InShapeNetwork.com.
An email from Nancy, and if you want to answer this, came in through Facebook, and you were asking me about GABA, and GABA is a neurotransmitter, all right, and when people deal with anxiety, they always want to know, do I need to take a benzodiazepine, do I need to take Xanax, or one of the medications to balance out and chill the body out? Well, GABA is the neurotransmitter that the benzodiazepine medications target, and to really work on balancing that out in the body, there's a lot of things you can do nutritionally. GABA is the only neurotransmitter out of all of them that is the one that chills the body out. Every other one is what we call excitatory. It excites the body, makes you feel up and good and full of energy. And GABA is the one that kind of relaxes us, makes us chill out. And when you're using the benzodiazepines, that's what they do. People that can't chill out, they've got all kinds of anxiety for whatever it is in life that they're struggling with. That's what it does. It chills you out. Well, there's a lot of things nutritionally you can do for the body to get it balanced. And with GABA, there are certain foods that you need to avoid. And most of the times I talk about foods you need to eat, but when you're dealing with like insomnia, depression, anxiety, due to poor GABA levels, then here's some things that you can look into. You want to avoid these foods: peanuts, walnuts, hazelnuts, almonds, cheese, oatmeal, barley, wheat, rice, salmon, spinach, and beans. Now, I know you're thinking, that's everything in your refrigerator and your cabinet. I get it. But these are the foods that you need to avoid, and they've been proven to throw off our GABA levels. And by avoiding these foods, it'll make a big dent and make a big difference in the way you feel. So if you're relying on the medications to chill you out, you may not need to if you can avoid these foods. For example, if you take a benzodiazepine and you're eating a bunch of peanuts, they're going to negate each other. And the drug's more powerful than the food, it is. But still, if your lifestyle habits are full of these foods and you think you're being healthy, but you're really driving down your own GABA levels, that's where it becomes a challenge. So that's one of the things you need to look out for. Supplements that can help with GABA: lithium. There's an ionic lithium. Of course, the medication lithium will do it as well. But passion flower, very good. Theanine, L-taurine, and valerian root have all been known to be helpful in restoring GABA levels. And you can check all of those out at your local health food store. So something to check into during that process. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Let's go now to Pat. Hi, Pat.
My wife's dealing with hives every day, and you know, we're under a lot of stress. We lost our business and our home.
Oh my goodness!
And you know, we're moving to a smaller home, but my daughter has tularemia, and just a lot of stress in the house, and trying to give my wife some relief and my daughter. We've had her to many doctors, but there's a lot of stress in the house, and just like to
see if there's a natural something that my daughter could take for her mind races. Trolichicomania, my wife's under a lot of stress, too.
Wow, you are, man, I'm so sorry all this is going on for you. It's a challenge, but that's okay. Life gives us challenges. That's what it's about. And it's how we deal with it and how we walk through it and what we do with it that matters. So let me encourage you a little bit in this, that life will turn, it will get better, and you will have a second chance and opportunity. Their life is full of those. But for the hives, that's coming from the stress. So as best you can, one thing in managing the stress, keeping the body from having these stress reactions, are to increase better food intake. And for hives, it's cutting out certain foods. If she could just eliminate, if it's possible. Unfortunately, when you're financially having a hard time, the foods that you have to spend your money on, because money is tight, are the processed foods. And the processed foods are the ones that can cause some of these reactions. But cutting out, if you cut out two food groups, you can help her tremendously. Cow's milk, dairy, so milk, cheese, and yogurt, and also flour-based foods, bread, pasta, cereal, crackers. Cutting those foods out will tremendously cut down on the body's ability to not produce those hives and have those reactions. And if you can get your hands on apple cider vinegar to take with meals, it'll increase the digestion, and some type of omega-3 oil. Whatever that is, wherever you can get it from, the omega-3 oils will cut down on inflammation in the body, support hormones, support brain chemistry, and help with the stress reactions that she might be going through. And for your daughter, you know, again, I'm sure the budget's tight and there's all kinds of things going on, but for her brain chemistry, cod liver oil or an omega-3 oil, probably one of the best things you can do just to support her. And I mean, the two food groups, cow's milk, dairy, and wheat products, having her come off of those two, as you talk with some form, I would get with a pediatrician and I would get with a physician for your wife just to make sure somebody's overseeing all that, because it is a challenge, no doubt about it. When you are going through something like that, and it is a tough time, you have to have a good support system around you, and you have to do everything you can for your health. And we want to help you. We do. And being a pillar for them and standing with them, standing firm with them, are one of the best things you can do all the way around in walking through a tough situation like this. But realize this, life will turn, it will come back, and there will be a better day coming. And it will turn again for you. You just have to stand your ground in the middle of the adversity and know that things can change. Thanks for the call. 888-283-7272. You're listening to the Best in Healthy Talk Radio, and that puts another hour in the charts. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to the Best in Healthy Talk Radio, where we're diagnosing hope one person at a time, whether you're absolutely thriving or challenged in a hospital bed. Remember, there's always hope. Get your help.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither those nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding a medical condition.
Healthcare costs are rising, and I know how hard that can be. Hi, I'm Asa, here to tell you about my good friends at Liberty HealthShare. As a doctor, I'm always looking for the best options for taking care of people's health, and that's exactly what I found with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It's a bold approach in lowering health costs and paying medical bills while helping your fellow members. In other words, your monthly sharing contribution goes to help others' needs. How awesome is that? Personally, I've been a member of Liberty HealthShare for years because of their biblical principles and their commitment to keeping healthcare costs down. It just makes good sense. See how you can benefit from being a part of the health community that puts faith, family, and friends as their number one priority. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare today at 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237, or visit Liberty HealthShare online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.